Brian Briscoe owns several recruitment companies in WA and is with us this afternoon. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Barry. How are you?
Good. The main challenges people face when it comes to applying for jobs, what is it? What are they?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually didn't listen to the radio this morning because I'm on a bit of a holiday at the moment, but very interesting the sense of ease that assistant minister mentions job seeking with. It's not that easy at all. I think the massive challenge is standing out from the crowd. I think we're probably in an employment environment. This might even come as a surprise to you that even in city jobs at the moment, we're seeing about somewhere between about 120 and 150 applicants for every job we've got. So the ability to stand out from the crowd is probably the biggest challenge. And I think the second challenge that shouldn't be underestimated by both politicians and by people is the stamina it takes to consistently keep looking for work when you're hitting no's, and that the ability to keep your energy levels up and not make the rejection mean something about you, but actually keep your head up, because it's being a confident candidate that will get you a job, not being a despairing or a desperate candidate.
The industries where there are more jobs in, say, regional WA, what are we looking at?
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose in our trades business, by the very nature of the fact that most of the resource sector is as close to regional areas as it is to cities, we've got a very busy trades business at the moment, which is probably bucking the trend of the industry, but we're constantly recruiting, we're constantly looking at more people to join our team in the trades business. And we've got work down in the southwest of WA, in the midwest of WA, and in the northwest. So any you know, skilled, heavy trade that you've got, whether you're diesel mechanic or heavy diesel fitter or boilermaker, or any skilled trade you've got, I think is still sought after. And I still think sales and customer service. I've just been having a conversation with a large employer in regional WA 2 weeks ago, and they're still on the lookout for quality salespeople and customer-facing people in their branches.
My guest this afternoon, Brian Briscoe. Brian's very heavily involved in recruitment in WA. We're talking about what to do if you are seeking a job. We heard the Assistant Minister for Employment this morning talking about the fact that he thinks there's a number of people who don't go out and cold call, if you like, don't just present. Are there many people who get jobs that way, just by turning up at a place and saying, look, I'm here, I'm available?
I was actually a bit flabbergasted by, I hope I just heard that comment in isolation. I hope that wasn't the context of his conversation. Because if I turned to you and said, how good are you at cold calling? You know,
yeah.
You know, like, that's an acquired skill, right? Like, I was okay at it. The first job I ever had in recruitment was I was given a phone book and a phone and said, right, go. Now, I think it was only because it was the year 2000 and I was a backpacker who had to put a meal on my table. Well, I did it, and I probably had a bit of a skill and a bit of a confidence to do it. Not everyone has that. So the ability to cold call and start from scratch and do it well and not make a fool of yourself is really difficult. I think the number one way, this is really important for people in regional areas to remember, because regional areas are very strong communities. The number one way of getting jobs anywhere in the world is personal contacts, whether you're living in a city of 10 million people or you're living in a country of 2,000 people. The number one way, statistically, of getting work is by word of mouth. So that's the better way to go about it. Use your contacts, use your network, and let people know. Like, you could know someone who's, let's say, I'm just going to use an example, you might know someone who's a branch manager of a bank, and you've got no experience in banking, nor do you expect to get a job in banking. But if you share with that bank manager what you're actually looking for in your career, then he has a customer walk in next week that's actually looking for someone with your skill set.